It was about 3 years ago when I first spoke about my great-grandmother for the first time. I announced 3 years ago that it was her birthday and that she had turned 102. And now my great-grandmother is 105, and I wanted to speak about her on this Shabbat because she's fallen ill, and I wanted to use her as my continued inspiration. You see, I used to speak about her stories and the anecdotes she would share with her children, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She would speak about her memories of World War I, of the Holocaust, her memories with my great-grandfather, Nate, and over again, we would pore over her photo albums, and she would share her life with me. But over the last few years, the stories have dwindled. And sometimes it's been hard for my great-grandmother to remember my name, remember my parents' names. And although each of our visits grow a little shorter because the words are shorter, there's one thing that she will do every single time I leave her door. What she does is she squeezes my hand. She says, "I wish you mazel in your life. Whatever you want, may your wishes come true. And I love you." She says this every single time. "I love you." Now you might know that this morning is Tu B'Shvat. It's the birthday of the trees. And there's a beautiful story in the Talmud that says a tree grows in two directions. Its roots grow throughout the ground, and it gains its strength from water, and its branches grow straight into the sky in order to find the light. But when a tree grows simultaneously, its roots towards the water and its branches towards the light, that's when we call a tree an Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. And there's a further illustration in the Talmud that there was a man who was wandering throughout the desert, and he was hungry and thirsty, but he came upon a tree, and he was able to drink the water from the well that had formed beneath that tree. He was able to eat the fruit from its branches. And he thought to himself, how do I possibly thank this Eitz Chaim? How do I possibly thank this tree of life? Because I can thank the tree of life for its sweet water, but the tree already knows that it's sweet. I can thank that tree for its rich fruit, but that tree already knows it will produce that same kind of fruit over and over again. So how do I possibly show my gratitude and thanks? The answer is, you should try resembling that tree. Meaning, you should try to be that tree of life each and every day. How do I possibly thank my great-grandmother for all of the stories and the lessons and the memories that she has given me and really congregations around the country, because I've shared her stories really throughout the United States? How can I thank a woman who is 105 years old? It's not with gifts. It's really not. The best way to thank my great-grandmother is to resemble her, to take her messages and lessons and bring them into my own words, and try as hard as I can to become that Eitz Chaim, that tree of life. On this Shabbat, if you want to thank someone, and think to yourself who that is, if you want to show your gratitude, don't give them a gift. Don't give them a present. But instead, think of the way that you can emulate them. Think of the way that you can resemble them And for me, it's merely saying to the people I love, to the people I care about, I love you. It's my hope and prayer that we each have a chance to become that Eitz Chaim, that tree of life. Shabbat Shalom.